Okay. Greetings, everyone. I want to thank every one of you for joining me today as we, I don't know what's going on with this here, as we go into our show today, we are going to talk about what irks you, pet peeves, but we're going to hear a little bit from Stevie Wonder, Love's in Need of Love Today.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news. Joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that love in need of love today? Don't delay, then you're then right away. Hey, going round, breaking many
You are getting on my nerves. How many times have you heard that from anyone? What is it that is making them irk you? What's really bothering you? Do you have pet peeves that just make people make you shiver or just irking you? What is a pet peeve? The definition that I found was something that a particular person finds especially annoying. Tonight, let's just have an open dialogue of what your pet peeves may be. Just get it off your chest and join us tonight on Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. Ooh, you irk me. As you join us tonight on Miss Inez Says, let's talk about it. We're going to hear what pet peeves get under your skin. If you are interested in past episodes of what we've been talking about, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do It Radio. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do It Radio on demand. All y'all worldwide listeners have been tuning in to what seems to be the Let's Do It Radio sagas and see and listen to how we handle them. So you can listen online tonight or go to the chat room and talk to me as well. You can join me online, in line. What do you call it? Out of line. But that's going to be a pet peeve of mine if you're out of line. But, but you know, just go ahead and call us at 845-241-9985. I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Co Designs, and I'm also the hostess of the evening with the lestest or the mostest, as they say. So let's talk about this evening, Tuesday, December 13th. 2022, unless I never said, talk about it. And ooh, you irk me. What are my pet peeves? What is a pet peeve? A pet peeve is an pet aversion or pet hate, according to Pet Peeve Wikipedia. And it's a minor annoyance that an individual finds particularly, as Reverend Ron would say, irritating to them to a greater degree than would be expected based on the experience of others. Is it normal to have a pet peeve? Yes, it is normal to have a pet peeve. We all have pet peeves. We just all have different pet peeves, and some of us may have some of the same and similar pet peeves. It's just a part of being alive and on this planet with other human beings like you, and yeah, you over there. People can be annoying sometimes, yes they can be, and having less than tolerant opinions about that doesn't make you a bad person. It can be a friend, a coworker, or a stranger, or even your parents. It could be your daughter, it could be your son, it could be your husband, it could be your mother, it could be your sister, it could be your brother, it could be cousin, it could be anybody. Everyone has their own set of pet peeves that set you off and that really gnaws at them. So far we have tonight is Reverend Ron and Marshall. So how are you, Reverend Ron, this evening?
Oh, doing well. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. How are you?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the elderly people say, never better.
Never better, but never worse either. Could always be worse, but never better. You're so funny. You always say that, so that's something that you say quite often. But you know, your pet peeves, what just drives you crazy, batty, up the wall, just irritates you to no end?
You want me to tell you?
Yes, that's what this evening is about. No, I want you
okay.
to keep it to yourself.
Okay, I'll tell you what mine is. It may not be so favorable in the ears of a lot of people, but mine is
okay.
a woman that don't like to give a man money.
That's a pet peeve of yours, really?
Yeah.
A woman who doesn't like to give her man money. Hold on a second.
That's the most irritating thing in the world.
A woman who doesn't like to give her man money. Uh-huh. The peanut gallery behind me says he doesn't have that problem. So why does it irritate you? Why does it just get under your craw, as they say? The old people used to say, it just gets my craw.
Well, you know why?
Hmm.
Because they always want something. Or need something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They either want something or need something, or they want you to do something for them that take money, but they don't think very much. But I'm just saying, you know, it's annoying. You asked me, I'm just telling you, it's annoying that they could want so much and don't want to give anything, or either they're giving it somewhere else, perhaps. But I'm just saying,
okay.
you know, to the one that they want from and who gives them,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, it's irritating to know that person, you know, will not want to reciprocate that kind of love, especially if they're doing good for you.
Right.
That's irritating.
Sometimes
that is irritating.
That irritates you, but some men is like, oh, no, don't irritate me. Because I want to give my mom didn't work, so she didn't, quote, unquote, have money to give, but she loved my father. So, you know, so that may be different, but so you may have to quantify what you know, to some people what it means. Because some men is like, no, baby, I just want to, you know, give you money. You don't have to give me anything. But I want to. You know, sometimes I like to go maybe double Dutch on a date or something like that, or Dutch or whatever, you know, and the woman might want to pay, and the man says, no, I know, don't pay, you know. So what do you do in those instances?
But see,
you're
talking about someone that offers, you know, hey, listen,
right.
And the man and the gentleman say, hey, no, I got it. But they at least
mm-hmm.
offer. You know what I mean? They
mm-hmm.
offer you something. It's irritating to know that a woman got a man or a man got a woman that gives them
mm-hmm.
everything, and they want to just receive and not share.
They're takers. Mm-hmm. They're takers.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about
those are the ones
they're talking about. They want a real man in their life. They're not going to get a real man in their life, because a real man is not going to play with this notion that you're the only
mm-hmm.
one supposed to have in the relationship. And that's butt backwards according to the scripture.
You said butt backwards?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've heard of butt backwards before, but okay. So in the Bible, what does it say? It's more blessed to give than to receive, that one?
Well, no, it talks about how the Proverbs 31 woman, how
okay.
she was, her husband admired her.
Woman.
Her husband admired her. He praised her. The children praised her. because she was a stone-hard giver. And she gave to everybody, but her husband had a he had a great admiration for her, and it talks about how she kept him. A lot of women say they want good men, but you got to be disciplined in every way.
Right.
To deal with a good man, Now, a person that's got the devil thoughts, they'll ride your neck, break it, and then break your back, too, and leave you dead. But you're talking about a good man, and you want to love you, take care of you, be there for you, and if you got 100 kids, stay there for them, you know, all of this kind of thing. But I'm just saying, if you want that, and you ask me what was irritable or pet peeve, that's an irritable situation to me, and it's an irritable person that carries that out to me. You know, that don't want to share, don't want to love, don't want to give, don't want to sacrifice.
It
always bring
like
them on.
Kind of like a sore, but what do you call it? I wouldn't call it a. It may be a pet peeve, but I think it's more of a hurtful non-gesture. Yeah, it's kind of like a thorn, but like a hurtful non-gesture to you, because it's like, you know, if she doesn't want to give anything to me, then what kind of person is she? You know, so that's what it seems like to me. And it's like you won't tolerate that type of a person in my eyes to me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Joe. Joe? Joe? Hello, Joe? He can't hear me. You have to hang up. Joe?
You think he was?
Say that again.
You think Joe was asleep?
No, I think he's trying to press one so to raise his hand. Joe? He's not asleep because he just joined us. But I don't think he's situated yet. Joe?
Hello, Inez. Hello, Reverend.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
How are you?
How you
fine,
doing?
How are you?
I'm okay.
Like
you know what? I called in last week and you guys don't have a show, huh? What happened? You okay?
Yeah, we had a show. It just wasn't. Nobody came on, but Reverend Ron. And so we were on for about an hour. You said, and I said, I don't know where Joe is today. And then as soon as I get ready to hang up, Solution calls, and I was trying to get to him before he hung up, but he had hung up before I could get to him. So, I did have a show last week. What's on your mind? I said, you did.
Okay. All right.
I wonder where was Joe, you know?
I know. That's
yeah,
what
when
I
called in, yeah, nobody was here. So I figured, all right, you guys. well, you know, a show's supposed to be from 9 to 12. So I called in about 11:30 Eastern time. Well, I guess not. Look, it's your show. You can do whatever you can do whatever you want with
that
it, of course. But
right
you know,
there. You get that part right there, and then when you start talking to yourself,
you listen to this, Rob. Listen to this, Ron. You got that right there. I'm the woman. I run this show.
I am a woman. Hear me roar. So because
that's right.
Reverend Ron was on. Now listen, Reverend Ron was on, and we talked for about a good almost hour. And And so no one else came on. And I said, okay, then I talked for about another 20 minutes or so, and then nobody else came on. So I was like, I said, you know, I understand you guys got things to do. So I'm going to close out the show early. You know, I don't know where my brother from another mother is. I don't know where Joe is. So.
Well, your brother from another mother is here tonight. And so what is going to be the topic tonight? Because I like to talk about some stuff.
Oh, we're talking about pet peeves. What irks you?
You know what irks me? Women who go, you know,
you got that right.
You know, that irks me. Yeah, that irks me.
And
you got that right. I run this world. This is my show.
Women run the world. You know you love me, so I'm not even worried about it.
This is my show, Joe. You show up on time or you don't show up at all.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we have
pet peeves, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, pet peeves.
Yeah.
So what's been said so far? Oh, wait a minute. I'm here fairly early, aren't I? So I'm okay.
I don't know how to ask.
So.
I don't know. But no, Reverend Ron talked about women who don't like to give men money.
Oh, that's a good topic. That's a damn good topic. You know,
that is not a topic. That's not a topic.
It is. You just said it was. You just said he mentioned. How about women who like to give men money? That's pet peeve.
That's not a topic.
That's a topic
that's
of
a
his.
No, that's a pet peeve of his. It's a difference. Now, as always,
hey, Reverend.
Say,
yeah.
I like to offer a solution. I like to vote Inez off the show, so that you and I. Can actually, you know, as men, can actually, you know, do something with the show.
I'm trying to keep the glue together, sir.
Lord. Oh, God. I'm actually going
to
turn religious after this show. Oh, my God.
You don't have to do what?
But seriously,
right.
You know, women who don't give up money, that is actually a very serious issue because if women are supposed to be, as they've been saying for the last few decades, I am your equal. Yes, I'm supposed to be held accountable for my money and I'm independent. And then when you get together, then they say, well, you're the leader, you know, and, your money is your money, but my money is my money, and so is your money my money. You're supposed to take care of the household. You protect and provide, and I'll just lay back like the good old porcelain princess that I am and let you do, you know, what you're supposed to do, unless I don't like what you do, and then I'll step in and exercise my rights as a full-fledged woman. Okay.
Yeah.
So how come the women don't give up money as easily as they should when they're in a relationship, huh? That's a good question.
And?
I'm asking the woman. You know, Ron, let's vote her out because I just asked her a question. And she goes, like a woman, she likes to deflect. She likes to distract. So she goes, and? All right. Okay. I'll tell you what, I guess. Since my questions are a little bit of a stomper, how about I just Reverend and myself
Joe,
take over the show until you actually get acclimated?
Joe.
Yes, dear.
Joe.
Yes,
Joe,
dear.
Do you like
what,
to hear
dear?
Yourself talk?
Yes.
Do you like to hear
oh,
yourself talk?
Oh, I love
talk?
It. I love
because
it. Why?
I'm trying to answer, but you will not be quiet so that I can answer.
All right.
As
you hear
I
that, Reverend?
I'm
earlier, trying to answer.
Because Reverend Ron and I have already talked about this. Thank you very much. You were the Johnny come lately, so you should have been here on time earlier.
I'm here.
Oh,
I should have been here earlier? Wait a minute.
At the top of the hour. Then we're going to have to rediscuss.
Oh, yes. I've been assigned to come here at the top of the hour so I can listen to 6 minutes
That's
of announcement. Listen to this female explanation. All right. I'll just pretend that you actually, I can actually hear you. So what was it you were saying, Inez?
Then I think I said I can mute you, something like that.
Oh, I remember that. That's from months and months ago. And every week you exercise that tone. That's a particular privilege. I can mute you, Joe.
I'll do it tonight if you don't act right.
Oh, boy, here we go again. I am woman. Hear me roar. All right.
We have another caller that just called in. So, Joe, please be polite and be quiet so other people can talk.
Oh, that's what you really meant, was to be quiet. I'm always polite. All right, God. You and me will talk later, Ron. We know what to do with her. Okay.
Another thing. Caller, what's the last four of 9699? How are you? 9699, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just listening in, Kyle.
Okay, that's my cousin Anthony. How you doing?
Oh, cousin Anthony? No, uh-huh. He didn't. I'm here. Cousin Anthony, you have my condolences, okay? Because I know what it's like just for being on the show. So, hey, and you two are related. You have my condolences.
Yes, we are. You know what the thing is? He loves me, though.
Yeah, everybody loves you, no matter how agitated they are. Yeah, everybody loves Inez. That should be the name of the show.
Is that like everybody loves Raymond?
That's right. That was a good show. Yeah.
Now everybody loves Raymond. Everybody hates Chris. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good show.
Yeah, well. Anthony, are you on mute?
No, but sure.
Okay. As I was talking to Reverend Ron earlier, some women are like that because they think that they're, you know, just on a pedestal. That's not what I said, on a pedestal. And there are those who don't mind giving up and giving up their money and their funds, but they may be far and few in between. But if it's, you know, something that has been discussed or what have you, you know, but then there are some women who's like, okay, I see my man working hard. Let me give him some money, you know, for a chance. Let me treat him. No? He said no.
They don't believe
that. I know.
That.
I'm hearing him. No.
they don't. Hey, Miss Inez, thank you. Thank you. But that doesn't happen.
It
doesn't happen.
Few in between. It's very far and few in between.
Amen. Okay.
You know, and I mean, you have a good. You know, you do have a good woman who, you know, who understands you and who stands by you and doesn't mind, you know, putting money into the pot. I won't say that is far and few in between, but there, I won't say it's a rarity either. But then again, you know, not every woman, you know, you're supposed to do the three P's, provide, confess, and protect. So if that's the case, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Why do I need to give you money? You know, I work hard. I have your kids. I do this. If you have children.
Wait a minute.
If you don't have children, it's just the two of you. Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Let me say something to that.
Okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Why should you give me money? You say you love me. You say you say I'm the most special man in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You say I'm the king. You say I'm your king. What king?
That's my man.
Man,
can, ain't nobody else
gift.
Have him but
they
me.
They get gifts, you know. King
is your
gift. Huh?
She is your
now,
gift.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about she is a gift. But if I measure her with the perfect woman in the Bible, she was a gift and a gift giver and not just children. not just right. children. The Bible says she had her husband decked out. He was decked in purple linen. He was decked in silk. She not only took care of her husband, but she took care of her household. She took care of her maidens. She took care of people in the community. She was a powerful woman, and her husband admired her for the principle and discipline she had to give, not only to mm-hmm. him, but mm-hmm. everybody around him.
Mm-hmm. You want me to read the virtuous woman? Who is a virtuous woman?
I mean, to measure women, yeah, you can have to. Hey,
what's your name, Joe?
I don't want to hear anything about the virtuous woman.
No. I'm saying that if I were to measure a perfect woman's actions, right? And Inez was saying, why should the woman give her husband money? Why shouldn't she?
There you go. And by the way, that background noise is not me.
What background noise?
I'm hearing like a static.
Yeah, me too. Okay, mm-hmm. stop.
I'm still there.
Yes, static.
I don't know who it is. I don't hear any static.
You don't hear anything? Oh, that must be you then, I
no.
guess.
Could be. I mean, if it's static, it could be my,
right.
My cord. Can you hear it now?
Yeah, you're moving around.
Well, yeah, you are moving around. It is. That's your microphone is sensitive like mine. So yeah.
But it's stopped now.
I'm sitting still. I'm sitting in one place. But I think it was when I was now you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's my cord. Okay.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's what I do too. When I move around, my cord moves, and people, you know, people hear my cord too when I move around. Yeah. So anyway, like the Reverend was saying, why shouldn't she? She's supposed to be there in the household to help the man who's supposed to have the responsibility of setting up the household, making sure that everything is organized, protect, provide. Mm-hmm. Why should she not show at the very least the gratitude that the house is over her head, the food is on the table? Yes, but now the woman's going to say, but I cook it. Yeah, but you don't provide it. Okay? According to the days of yore. So mm-hmm. if a woman and a man are getting together, then why should she not, when the man needs it, provide him, you know, with money so that he can help her and him as a team?
Right.
Okay.
And that don't make him, because of that desire of a man, doesn't make him mm-hmm. less than a man. It's
no.
right. It's
no.
the right. It's the right thing to do. If you love me more than anything, then you'll go all the way out for me. But if you got some reserves or something that's not right, then you're gonna be no, I ain't gonna do it. But you want me to do it. You want the man to do it. Well, no, you're mm-hmm. supposed to be doing some stuff too, outside of the bedroom, outside of domestic at home. Giving your mate money, it should be a joy.
That's right, especially
okay.
if he needs it.
So what if she doesn't have a job?
Okay.
What if she doesn't have a job? Then what?
Well, she should save money. She should save her allowance.
Okay. What if he doesn't give her an allowance? I'm just playing devil's advocate.
She should learn how to be creative and make some money. If she don't work, she can make money from home. This virtuous lady
She sold her stuff up at home and took it out in the morning. So she had all of her, she had her overhead taken care of. She was smart. She worked in her house. And she took it out to the merchant ship to trade it.
I understand because I'm looking at it. But, I mean, not everybody may have those, those talents to do that. Not everybody is talented to go out and, you know, make fine linen and sell it and deliver girdles unto the merchants and, you know, so on and so forth. And so, you know, sometimes, I mean, I'm hoping a man won't just marry quote unquote, not dumb woman, but a woman who's just going to sit like a lump on a log. You know, hopefully before they get married, they have an understanding of like, okay, you know, she's going to work or she's not going to work. You know, what are her duties? What do you want her to do? You know, so, you know, so it's, you got your different women. Some women are just made to work and not made to give money. But if they have the wherewithal to give money, you know, you should put it into the pot. You know, you should, you know, because he works just as hard as you do, and that's how it would be in my eyes. You know, he works just as hard as
you do. He works just as hard as you do?
I said
he works harder.
Yeah, I'm just saying sometimes she could just work just as hard as he does, and he may not even work sometimes. I have a man across the street who's a stay-at-home dad with his son. He does not work. He stays at home with his son. So she's the breadwinner. So then what do you do in that instance? Oh, he needs to give her money still?
Yeah. Yes.
How? If he's not working?
Well, it's he getting some money some kind of way, you know. Even if she powers him up, he ought to at least save something sometime and say, well, I saved some of this out of what you've given me. Here it is for you. Because she's giving him money.
Okay.
And that would be expected of him.
Gives the other an allowance. And so you're saying from that allowance, she needs to save up something, she or he needs to save up something to give back to the person who gave her the money.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that.
I want to say something.
Okay, go ahead, Aunt.
What I think is like separation because if y'all are married, you should have one account anyway, so all the money should be in one account. So anytime somebody needs something, you better just take it out to one account, you know?
Right.
Like my wife just had to pay a bill that I had, the IRS bill. My wife make more than me, and she had to pay a bill, but we don't look at it like hers is mine, because what's hers is mine. So I just don't get the fact, that who's giving or who's taking, because if you're married, it's all yours anyway. So it just sounds confusing. Nobody's giving nobody's nothing because it's all ours.
That's in a committed marriage, right? You're talking about a committed marriage.
Yeah, shouldn't be married if you're not committed, first of all.
Right.
Shouldn't have separate accounts. I think that was you, cousin. Somebody mentioned about who working the hardest. Me personally, I think the person that stay home with the kids, that's hard work. Even if a woman, I prefer to go to work, come home, take a bath, and jump in the bed. But as opposed to being home all day with kids, having to do homework, cook, wash. I mean, come on, let's be real now. We all know women work harder than men. We all know that.
You want to put a percentage on that?
No, I believe women work harder than men. Women have to deal with more, and that's been proven. Man just go to work, come home, and think he did something. Why does women have to be home with the kids all day? Plus, she not only works, she got to come home from work, cook, clean, do homework with the kids, wash the clothes, and still be a husband and a wife. But we can just take the pleasure of just going to work, come home, take a shower, and get in the bed, and wait for this woman to come fix us some food. So we all know ain't nobody in the world like a woman. That's the closest to God that we'll ever see, is the love of a woman.
Amen.
A man, we think we cannot even come close in competing or comparing with a woman. A woman is the best gift that God ever gives to us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I wouldn't be surprised if God is a woman. Mother Nature.
Well, welcome. Okay. All right. And what Disneyland program have you been watching?
That's true fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Here comes the female voice. Look, women do not go out and work and come back and take care of the kids like that. When kids are young, the women should be there to take care of the children. And if they are, then it's good. They're helping to raise the children while the man is out there working. But when the kids reach the age of five, there is such a thing called school, which the women have said, get rid of them, get them out, put them in school. Because as COVID hit, remember a couple of years ago, what was it that they were saying? They were saying, oh, Jesus, the kids are home. Now I got to work, I got to take care of the kids, and a yada, yada, yada. School's been the greatest thing that has happened to wives with their children. The school system says from 9 to 3, we got them. After 3 o'clock, you got them again. And so when the woman does work, yeah, not saying that a woman does not have a rough job, but this idea of women having rougher than men, that's an idea put down by the neo-feminists about how tough we've got it, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then the man doesn't even help me want to fold towels. You know why? Because when he works 40 hours a week, he's bringing home the bulk of the money, and he shouldn't have to have been insisted upon to fold some towels when you're working maybe 20, 30, even 40 hours a week, but you're bringing home 80% of the money while he brings home 20% more. So the idea that the men are doing nothing but just enjoying the largesse of what these good women are doing, in some instances, yeah, some. And let's even make it rare, okay? Men are out there working, all right? And if they have enough money, they're hiring the nannies, okay? Same thing with women, hiring some nannies. So those who don't hire nannies and have a woman to stay at home, that's a good woman, absolutely. But that's a rarity that has not been documented in the last 50 years because women with the feminist movement, okay? It's I am woman, hear me roar, your money is my money. And when you do, and Anthony, when you're talking about putting all that money in the pot, if you survey women, they're putting in like, you know, a lot less than the man. Otherwise, the man isn't fulfilling this this obligation of protecting and providing. If you got, let's say, $400 a week going in the pot, you can better believe it's $300 from him and $100 from her, for the most part.
Not necessarily.
I'm glad I don't have that problem.
But Anthony, you got an echo too.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we're in the same house.
Oh, okay.
Let me see something.
That's better. Is that better?
Hey, have y'all heard of?
Yes.
Have y'all heard of the women's movement, and it's called Creation from a Woman's Perspective. And this movement, this movement is. It's building and it's growing. It's growing like astronomical around the country and around the world in some cases.
but they want, this group of women are very, very highly intellectual and educated to the core. And they want to, they want to see creation from a woman's perspective. Now, God couldn't have been a woman because Jesus referred to him as Father. So the idea that he may have been a woman, that's not facts. But for the most part, when we were talking about the irritable and pet peeve, and I was speaking on to see a woman with a man and don't have all of the inward love in her heart to go all the way out for him as he for her, to me, that's irritable.
You better believe it.
So you don't think women go all out for men like men do? That's what you're saying?
Anthony, in some cases, yes. In some cases, no.
Right.
In some cases, men work extremely hard to take care of their
do.
Women. It's more than one side to it, but I'm speaking on this principle right here. Some men work extra hard to make sure that their wife have what she want and what she desire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then for a woman to work, even though she got this caliber of a husband, for her to work mm-hmm. and make money and never come in and say, well, baby, here's a goal this or here's a goal that. But she expects all of this stuff from him because daddies taught their little girls. They taught their little girls what a man's supposed to do for her. Mama, grandma, and the auntie that was promiscuous, they taught the girls what a man should do for them, but they never taught her what she should do for a man.
Right.
They never taught her she should be willing to go all the way out for a man. But now, wait, they do some men, they sneak around the corner and risk their lives for. But the man that's being good to them, they want to treat him like he's awkward. So that's irritable to me. Let me just say that.
Right, that's your pet peeve.
That's the pet peeve. That's irritable
right.
to me. Because it should be equal, 100% love.
Okay. Is that if she's working a job or if she is not working a job? Either way?
Either way, it should be
okay.
equal, 100% love. If she don't have it in money, she should show it out of so much gratitude until he don't even think of her, phantom giving him anything. But she should show that gratitude, and she should have an altitude or pinnacle of love that makes him look over anything.
Mm. Okay.
But I'm talking about if a woman is working. If a woman is working a job, making money, and making a what they call a meanable wage or a prevailing wage, along with her husband who makes a salary. Well, she shouldn't, just because he make a salary and she make a prevailing wage, she should not want to say to him sometimes, here, baby, whether he want it or not. She just say it out of love. You see, I found out in my life, a person that want to love and want to be loved
mm-hmm.
is a person that is completely whole. They're not broken because they want to love. They know what love is. And if they had a bad experience, they've gotten over it now. And they want to love. They open. And they want to be loved. So when an individual has that means they have matured over bad experiences. And they got disciplined because they even tried to love the bad experience person.
Mm.
But they've gotten over that. They've healed. They gave themselves time to heal. And I'm thinking it's, what's so irritable about it is when you have a person that want to love and want to be loved with a person that just want to be loved and not loved. That's what I'm talking about, gentlemen, or listeners. I'm not I'm not being heretically judgmental or gangst, but I'm speaking about someone who just want to be loved and don't want to love. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Basically, with a pet peeve. Yeah.
Like you said a pet peeve. That was the subject about. My pet peeve is when somebody leaves, like, some orange juice in the ice box and they just got a little bit left. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm talking about not even enough to even make a full glass. You know what I mean? That's my pet peeve. It's little things that around, you know, around the house, you know. But thank God I don't have the problem with the money issue stuff. Like, thank God, you know. But my wife, just to share this with you guys, my wife was the one telling me, hey, she put me on all her accounts, and my wife make way triple than what I make. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's more the breadwinner, you know, but I'm still a man of my house. I don't feel less than
and
a man. She makes more money.
That. She respects that, man, you know?
Right, right. And, you know, my wife said, babe, you need to put me on your account. I'm the one that was like, I don't know about all of that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm on all her stuff, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
You know, it just showed me, like, you know, it's not about money. You know, it's not about how much she make or because she make more than me. I don't feel less than a man. Because these days, women are educated. Women are going to school, getting their masters and getting, you know what I'm saying, they're giving these jobs to these women because their whole idea is to defeminize the man. They don't want us to feel manly. So they'll give these jobs to the woman because the woman now have to take on more masculine roles. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times women... back in the day, they have to deal with so much. They had to deal with the men that lied and cheat. So the women had to be the one raising the kids on their own. You know what I'm saying? Being the father and the man, you know, for a while. That's why if you look at, like, any sport, like basketball, football, when you see them, most of the time them guys standing up, what the first thing they say, I'd like to thank my mother. My mother was there. You know, raising me. You don't even see half the time the fathers. I'm not saying they have good fathers, because I'm a good father, and I'm pretty sure you guys are good dads as well. But most of the time, you always see the woman, you know? Like, where's the man? Where is the man? You know,
and
I know that's a whole different subject.
No, Anthony. I think that has a lot to do with sometimes them being open to give. Because they have had to furnish the whole bill a long time. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So if they are not mature mentally and with experiences in life to love, they will have a problem because they still in that frame of mind, I got to use everything I got and I can get to make it work.
Right.
And that's been a true factor, as you say it. But it's different when you've got somebody in your life that loves you for you. It's different when you've got somebody that want to love and want to be loved. It's something different.
Mm-hmm. And know what I think, too, as well? I think the social media has made, you know, younger girls, the middle-aged girls, it made it so bad now where they see, you know, like everything, like you mentioned earlier, like the man has to do everything. The man has to do... You know, just everything. Like, I remember me when before I got married, I was dating this girl, and it's just a little quick story. And every time we went out, I paid for everything. So it was this one particular time, I think I had like $80 on me. I said, come on, let's go out to eat. I said, but I only got $80. I said, you got like a 20 or something just in case we fall short, you know, with a tip or drink.
Mm.
The girl told me, what do you mean? What do you mean have 20 bottles? I said, well, every time we went out, I paid for everything since we've been going out for a month. You know what I mean? And when she told me that, I politely shut my door on my car, and I burnt rubber fast as I could. You know what I'm saying? And before
yeah,
I could get to the next block.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah, she was calling me. Oh, I am so sorry. She's crying. She's like, I am so sorry. I said, no. So at least she was letting me know what I was getting my
myself into her, and I'm glad I didn't. You know, just think if I would have married her. She showed me in the beginning, you know, because we always have signs. We always get signs in the beginning, but we don't take heed to them. You know what I mean? So I was glad I saw that sign. And like I said, I burned rubber up. I mean, I had them tires smoking.
You were lucky you found out that early, after only about a month of dating.
Yeah, and I was like, I paid for everything. I didn't have a problem paying. You know, if I'm the gentleman, want to go out, and you know, but I also have been with girls. Well, I never forget, I was dating this other young girl. She went to Xavier University in New Orleans. Nice girl. I never forget when me and the girl went somewhere. She was like, "I'm gonna pay for the meal. You get the." Boy, I looked like, "Wow, somebody's paying for the meal." I didn't know how to act. Man, she was so hot. That girl was like, "I'm gonna pay for the meal." I'm like, "What? She's been raised right." You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe that, man. I could not believe when that girl said, "I'm gonna pay for the meal," and you know, she said, "You get the dessert or whatever." However it was. You know, we went like half on it. You know what I mean? And it don't always put that stress on a man, because I remember even going somewhere paying for stuff and I didn't even have enough money, but I'm doing it just to try to impress that girl. You know what I mean?
Did it work?
Well, I didn't eat. She ate. I just played like I wasn't hungry.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You hungry? Come on, let's get you something.
Right.
You know that you just was hungry. You got extra fries left.
Right.
Let me get that.
I just looked at her, because the stuff that she ordered, I just looked at her. In the ride, while I'm drinking water, I'm drinking lemon water.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting up there, stomach growling like a pit bull.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she thinks that you're supposed to be there to protect, provide, and to entertain. And she's not even thinking about, you know, where's that growling coming from? Well, that's just my stomach. Well, you should have brought more money, you know, probably her attitude. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you was gonna order filet mignon. You know what I'm saying? I thought we was eating off the kids' menu. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Right. No cheeseburgers tonight. It's filet mignon. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You know, when other folks don't have to pay, they order the most expensive stuff when they don't have to pay. You know,
not me.
Right.
Not me.
But when they gotta pay, I'm just getting a salad. You know what I mean?
Oh, by the way, Anthony, you know, when we talk, sometimes Inez goes, "Not me," like she just did now. Since you've known her all your life, is she really like that? Because she likes to make herself out like that. You know, she is just the virtuous woman of the ages. Oh, so tell us the truth. Tell us the truth about Inez.
She's 100. Well, I've only been known her last for like, what, 2 weeks now?
What, 2 weeks now?
Oh.
I think a week or so.
Oh, a week or so now. Oh, okay. You're backing each other up. Okay.
But,
I got it.
About a good week.
He's been working for FEMA and stuff. So he's been going back and forth when he's on his days off, and he'll stay up here with me. And, you know, so we just hang out and do whatever. But, as far as cousins were, you know, we just really got to know each other the last, what, about, 3 years, I guess?
Right.
That's the last 3 years. You know,
oh, that's good.
You know, a lot of times
that's enough time.
Yeah, we never got to meet our family and stuff.
Oh, all right. Then, okay, all right. Then I won't find out any dirt on the one who says, you know, Joe, I can mute you anytime I want. You know, I'm more than any roar. That's it. You hear her, Anthony? You hear her?
What you want to say, Joe?
Yeah, you hear her? She goes, "Nothing. I can mute you anytime I want. I can pull the trigger anytime. This is my show, and I'm the woman." Okay.
What is that movie we've seen called? Wakanda.
Uh-huh. Wakanda forever, too.
You get muted forever?
I'm trying to tell you, muted forever.
So where y'all calling them from?
Now you give a woman power, what does she do with it? Oh, it goes to her head.
Mm. She uses it properly if she's a good woman. Good educated
yeah,
woman.
Like,
now some people let it go to their head and they don't know how to use the power and then it gets them in trouble. So you have to be wise about what's given to you.
That's true. That is true. No, all kidding aside.
Where are y'all calling them from?
Oh, I'm from Little Rock.
I'm from Montana. Yeah, Montana.
Little Rock, Arkansas, and Montana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Ride and Die Rhonda. She's in Maryland.
Wow, okay.
Oh, hey,
there's a pastor on the line early, too, right? That's Pastor Ryan, right?
But he's from Little Rock, Arkansas. He's the one who's laughing in the background.
Oh, that's Pastor Ron. That's from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
I went to truck driving school out there in Arkansas. I think it was Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Okay. That's right down
the
street.
You know Pine Bluff?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was in Job Corps. I went to Job Corps out there in Arkansas. It was an all-mill Job Corps. I think it was some type of Wichita, Arkansas, somewhere. We was up in the mountains somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I got out of that fast, man. I told you to get me from out of here.
But we are talking about pet peeves this evening.
You know another pet peeve?
Oh, I have 145 of them found on
a lot of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just something that I found off of the system.
I got some more pet peeves. It's something my wife used to do that used to drive me crazy. And it's not just my wife. It's anybody do it. It drive me crazy. One of my pet peeves
is
when somebody belch and don't say excuse. Oh, my goodness. Like a big burp, like brr, you know what I'm saying? And just, it's so easy just to say excuse me. You know what I mean?
Mm. Or cover your mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
But they open their mouth and just let it all out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
one of my pet peeves. I mean, that's one of the things that drives me crazy.
What's one of yours, Joe? Another one of yours?
I was thinking just in terms of a little old pet peeves. Remember the story that I had told about a guy and a girl, they're married.
Mm-hmm.
belong to a social organization, and here's the guy and the girl sitting down at the table eating, and the guy is slurping soup, you know, from a soup spoon,
and he sounds
like he's a pig at the trough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was feeling sorry for the wife who must have gotten used to it because, you know, she didn't move, didn't flinch, she expected it. But, you know, you could hear this guy, you know, through a bank vault. The guy was going, every time he took a sip from his soup with the spoon, and that irritated me because it was just too loud. I'm thinking to myself, this guy sounds worse than a leak. You know, he's just eek.
Mm-hmm. And I got one more pet peeve. This is the last one for the night. One of my biggest pet peeves is when I take my Viagra and my wife falls asleep on me.
Yeah, that can be aggravating. Yeah, you got to wake her up, man.
Anthony, I'm going to meet you.
Okay, Anthony, you hear it? You hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to mute you, Anthony. I don't care if you are my cousin. I'm going to mute you.
I got the power of the voice.
That's a pet peeve. I mean, hey, I got to be honest, you know?
I'm going to mute you. Sounds like a song. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to mute you.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I know.
You got any more pet peeves? That's just something that really, it's something good to talk about in a relationship and as far as this is concerned, because you know, you never know what the mindset of people are until you actually talk to them about it. And then you explain, you know, I know we both work hard and I know you don't work. You may not work, but, you know, at least, hey, I gave you money. You know, can you give me some back? Because I need it back. I need gas. Is that what you say, Reverend Ron?
I just show me you 100% in love with me as you want me to be you.
Okay, so does it have to be money or can it be a gift?
That's not it, money.
Okay, money.
You know, if it's irritable to see, now I'm not talking about a stay home mom or a stay home dad. I'm talking about a person that's working. Making a prevailing wage, even if the man brings home a salary of six figures, still your love and you should make you, you know, be as kind as he is to you. You be as kind as him the same way. You understand what I'm saying? He may not even take the money, but just to hear you say, "Well, do you need something?" Just go a long way.
Right.
That person might say no every time, but you should at least have the discipline and the maturity to say, I'm not going to let my husband be more kinder to me than I am to him. I'm not going to let my wife be more kinder to me than I am to her.
Yeah, if I get you, Ron, what you're saying is that the woman should every once in a while offer the appreciation and the gratitude for being with the man that she has selected to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing should be too good for you if it's in your power to do it for him or for her. If they in your life and you say, I'm committed, it's gone beyond things.
Yeah.
And men, right? And men do not, as a general rule, ask their women for money or for material things. We are very, very satisfied to have the intangibles, to have the woman there when we need her for emotional, psychological support.
Right. But it's just sometimes, like Reverend Ron says, we just have that gesture, just to know that, man, she does love me. You know, she's willing to, you know, give me money instead of me always delving out the funds and what have you. So, you know, I understand what you're saying exactly. You know, those women, I won't say are far and few in between, but it's just hard to find a woman like that.
Well, you're saying the same thing, then, as if you're saying, you know, your first book is saying, I don't think it's few and far in between, but it's rare to find a woman like that. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's rare to find a woman who is like that, then it is few and far in between.
Sure it is.
Because the women have been conditioned from their parents, as the Reverend has been saying all these months, is that the women get ideas from the family, from society, what they should expect from a man, how he should treat her. But rarely does she ever get any kind of instructions as to how she should treat him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because he's not coming in, you know, starting dusting and vacuuming and all that kind of stuff. And I wish Dustin was here. All he wants, basically, when he comes home is, you know, someone to talk to him and ask him how his day is. That's all he wants. He don't want much, you know, because he says he's
the one
who
wants peace.
Right, exactly. He wants peace and peace of mind, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we all do. Yeah, we want peace when we get home. We want peace of mind, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the drama that women crave. Women love drama, love it. Well, that's the one thing they'll create out of nothing, out of whole cloth. It's just drama. They want to see how the man's going to react. It's, you know, hey, boy, you know, So we do love peace. We don't want this drama when we get home. I mean, unless, you know, if the kids are acting up and we have to take care of the kids, that's not drama. It is, but it's not the kind of drama that I'm talking about, much better what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about the drama that men, that women create in order just to have some sort of turmoil in the house. Just to see, just to get a rise out of them. I remember one woman saying to me now, I want to get a rise out of you. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you something to rise about.
So she wanted to make you mad, right?
To find out what I was, to find out what I was doing, you know, where, what my threshold was of being irritable.
Why do you think she does that?
Because that's the way women love to have their way. They love to find out if they have an impact on their man. Can they make him irritable? Can they get a rise out of him? What is he going to do? They like to push the envelope because they know the gentleman isn't going to smack the chick around, okay? He may raise his voice and huff and puff, but if he doesn't smack her around, she feels safe.
Mm-hmm.
She feels so safe to do anything that she wants because she doesn't feel the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
That's her way of creating excitement.
Mm. Yeah, this is interesting. She's not feel threatened.
And when we talk about, when we talk about women from the man's perspective, we're not leaving out the fact that there are men out here who aren't, they're the scum. They don't know how to treat women. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to treat their mothers, their fathers, their kids, their colleagues. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't talk about that often, except for the last few years because of the MGTOW movement in particular, is how the women, as, to quote Ron again, the women have been trained to know what to expect from men, to protect, provide. The first two words out of every chick's mouth, your duty is to protect and provide, And we are the nurturers. Yeah, okay. Right, you're nurturing my dollar bill like it's going out of style. That's what you're nurturing.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I was going to ask Rhonda if she had any pet peeves. I don't know if she's driving or if she's...
She probably says the man on the line. That's my pet peeve.
That's just an irritant all the way around. So, hey.
Okay, I know. Okay.
I love you. I love you. No,
you love me.
The first 70 pet peeves that annoy people. Micromanagement. Most people don't like it being insinuated that they can't do their job, their work well. Micromanaging inherently does that because it means being on top of every little thing that someone does. So some of these things, you might be one of your pet peeves or some of your pet peeves. So, because some things you don't think about, it's like, oh man, that is an irritant that does bother me. Reverend Ron,
they're coming in low, I miss.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me better now?
No.
Really? That's interesting. Know what? You can't hear me?
No, you were. Yeah, I can hear you, but you're lower now than you were a few seconds ago or a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'll just put my volume up louder. That's okay. No, don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Does that bother anybody? Does that irritate, when you get micromanagement? Because I'm hollering, actually. That's what it feels like.
Are you? Well, no, it is. I mean, my volume was up all the way. I'm still barely hearing you. But to answer your question, I've never had that experience in a relationship. I've had that in work, and it's bothersome.
Right.
When somebody micromanages,
Yeah, no, that I did say at work. You know, most people don't like it.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, sometimes in relationships, men or women might micromanage their spouses. You know, oh, you're not doing this. You need to do this. You know, really actually nagging on them, if you ask me. But that's a type
that's
of micromanagement.
Nitpicking. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the yeah, that's the feminist version, maybe, you know, the cleaned up version of nitpicking. But micromanaging,
okay.
You know, well.
That's funny. That's funny. Loud chewing or drinking.
Yeah.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. It's me. It was me. It was my my earbuds. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. Okay. There's nothing that disturbs a meal as quickly as loud chewing or drinking. It's regarded as rude because it's an unpleasant sound to hear. Nobody wants to be interrupted by munching or slurping while they're trying to enjoy their dinner. Oh, my gosh. That loud chewing. With your mouth open at that. It's like, come on now. Close your mouth and eat your food. Oh, geez. It's like, that is just so, it's like lip smacking and jaw jacking and everything. I'm like,
hungry.
You said hungry? You would, Anthony. You would. Being late. Everyone has important places to be, and being late to a scheduled meeting or meal can cause a rift in someone's whole day. Every once in a while, circumstances happen. Once it becomes an ongoing issue, it's a sign of disrespect and will be frustrating to almost anyone who endures it. Sound familiar, Joe?
Sure does, doesn't it? That's what I let off my piece months and months ago. You know, being late. And that sounds like a little thing, too, you know. But when your time is important and when the man has scheduled some sort of date with the girl to go someplace and he expects her to be on time. Now, people have said to me, well, you know what you should do, Joe? If you know she's going to be 15 minutes late, just tell her what the time is 15 minutes early. And that's a good enough solution. If that solves the solution, I mean, if that solves the problem, then okay. But sometimes there are men or women who are just chronically late, and they seem to do so in order to get the rise out of the men or the women. And when you have somebody like that, you've got to let them know, okay, you know, this is about like the sixth, seventh time in a row that you haven't shown up on time. I know what I did one time, and this wasn't for a girlfriend, It was somebody, I've known her for years. She was a friend of the family. It was somebody that, a female friend. And I've taken her out a few times because she was a little bit older than me, and I used to have a crush on her when I was a kid. So, and I knew that she was, you know, going through some hard times at that particular stage in life. So I took her to two or three different places, like one dance, one movie, and I forget another place. And she was always late, you know, always late. So I told her, if you show up late this time, it was for a movie, I'm going in without you. So she knew I meant what I said. She was there early.
Yeah, it's funny how things happen. You have to remind folks that their time is as valuable as anything else.
That's right.
Like you say, it's a sign of disrespect and would be frustrating to almost anyone who endures it. It's like, I'm done with you. I would just give them a whole hour, you know. They don't have to know what time it is for. And this woman's like, okay, you're on time, so we can go now.
Oh, God.
Seriously, though. You don't think so?
No. About what? About the hour or
being
about
late.
The pet peeve?
No,
me? I don't want... No, you can't be late. I mean, look, if it's the least of her inability to do something, all right? If she's mm-hmm. showing up late, right? But the rest mm-hmm. of her is mm-hmm. beautiful, I can put up with that, okay? Just as long as really? Being late doesn't mean that, yeah. If it doesn't mean that I can't get on the plane, can't get on the cruise mm-hmm. ship, or causing causing us to miss something that's very important. If she's late, right. but we can still get inside the restaurant and go to the concert, et cetera, and the rest of her is, like, beautiful, and she has this one idiosyncrasy, I'll put up with it.
Right.
Okay? But women don't have right. just one idiosyncrasy.
Right. No. But, I mean, if it irritates you, that's something, like you say, you should let them know. It's like, this really irritates me or irks me that you have the gumption to disrespect me by being late when I had you could have had something planned, type of thing, and your date was late. And it's like, okay, we missed that, and you may have spent a whole bunch of money on it. So, that's just disrespectful in my eye, And I'm kind of... sometimes I'm late.
Like that. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. If it's something which has been planned, right, and the man spent a lot of money, a lot of time in order to organize this, and the woman still shows up late, but that's also implying that he told her sometime before, honey, you've been late for this and for that. Please don't show up late for this because this is important. And she still shows up late, then the man has the definite right to be not just peeved but pissed off. But if she's just showing up late for certain things, which it doesn't matter if she's late or not. Like if you go to the movie 5 minutes later and the movie started for 5 minutes, okay, it's irritating. Uh-huh. But like I said, if she's a wonderful woman and this is her only idiosyncrasy, I'm not going to worry about it, okay?
You're all right with it. Okay. Okay. Interrupting.
Can't do that.
If you want to remain on people's good side, when someone interrupts another person, it means they don't care what they have to say. They can get annoying fairly quickly. So true. They just keep interrupting you and it's like, come on now. You're not the only, monkey in the cell. Come on. You're not the only monkey in the cell. So it's like,
And speaking about that, how can people not know that there's a show that I used to go to on Saturdays. There was this woman who was a chronic, I used to think in my mind, she was a talker interrupter. She didn't know what the difference was between the middle of a sentence and the end of a sentence. She just had to rush in to be the first one to respond. Always. Jeez, finally a woman just told her, you are rude. It is rude. How do you not know when you're interrupting somebody?
And sometimes sometimes they don't see other people. A lot of times they don't see other people as their equal. So they will think that they're that they are just that and all that in a bag of chips. And it's like, I don't care what you have to say. I'm going to interrupt. It's like, oh my gosh, it's so annoying, to be interrupted like that. So like, oh God. Hey, lady, it's almost like being a reporter. Hey, you're not the only reporter there is. You are not the only reporter out there. So you need to get back and, let somebody else speak. Our questions are just as important as yours. So take a chill pill and sit back and relax, please. The moderator is not going to always call on you for his show. Talking during a movie or moving around a whole bunch during a movie. Oh, my gosh. Anthony and I, we went to a movie the other day. These kids, every 5 minutes, were going up and down the stairs. you couldn't even enjoy the movie. They were just so agitating, aggravating, and just annoying and irritating. Oh, my gosh. I was like, movie. Who are the parents? Are the parents?
Oh, yeah, that's a pet peeve.
Yeah, about six or seven of them, as a matter of fact. I mean, they were old enough to know better. You know, that just rubbed me the wrong way. And Anthony's like, oh, my God. Really? So,
I think that's a common pet peeve that I think can drive people to become homicidal. I've been in movies where I just actually wanted to take a baseball bat and just wanted to smack the piss out of some of the people who were just making the noise. I mean, it's loud, and they weren't even that close. They were like a bench away, you know, a couple of seats away, and they were still loud enough to be disruptive. And you just want to, you know, you don't want to say, shut up, because I could start a fight. So, you know, you take it, and you want to be polite, but you just want to bring out a baseball bat and just beat them over the head and just leave them slumped in the chair and let the usher, you know, let the usher find them at the end of the movie.
There you go, that part right there, that's funny. That is funny. People who walk slow. There's nothing more stressful than being in a rush on foot through a city and getting caught behind a slow walker with no way to get it.
Oh, a slow walker.
That happens to me in the mall. Like, oh my, then they spread all across the way so you can't even get around them. It's like, if y'all don't move to one side, get out the way. And I'm just as loud and I am just as loud and voiceless, just like that.
What about being in the lady in the line at Walmart? You spread out all the coupons and you're trying to get out the truck.
Say that again.
Behind somebody in Walmart in the line, and she holding up the line because she got all these coupons.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
That reminds, you know what, Mike? Yeah, my pet peeve about being online is that. Yeah, oh, sorry, Anthony. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
One of y'all go. Well, what were you saying, Anthony?
I thought it sounded like Reverend said he's sorry. He didn't mean to interrupt me. I said I didn't hear anything.
No, that was Joe. That wasn't Rev. That was
okay.
Reverend is gone at the moment.
Oh, I was telling Cousin Under Joe that one of my pet peeves is being in a line at Walmart and you behind this old lady with 1,000 coupons.
The people who use the coupons, I haven't seen it that often, so it doesn't irritate me that much. You know what bothers me? Is that somebody's online, like when you're at the checkout in the supermarket, and they're there, they're being checked out, and then they forgot something, and then they leave the line to go back to the aisle
to get something.
So they're making everybody wait just for them. Oh, that's another
time you
want to take a baseball bat. Oh, man. What do you mean that's right? Is that what you do? Oh, that's what you do?
No, my daughter and I both do it. My daughter and I both do it.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
No, sometimes, you know, we'll run, one of them will go run, you know, to the aisle and get something. It's like, oh, my goodness. Because sometimes it's a two-for-one, and so you may not know it's a two-for-one. So then you run back and go get, you know, that type of thing.
But
so it's not a chance. We don't like to do it, but it happens on occasion.
Can it just ring out for two and keep the line moving?
But you could ring out for two, but you want that other one if you're going to buy one, get one.
Right. And just keep, I'm saying, you just still keep ringing up your stuff, and you just wait on the line and, you know, bag up your stuff and move to the side while you go get that other one.
No. No, because you see how the line, the key word, line.
Don't make excuses, Inez. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Okay. When you're online, you're supposed to have everything ready in front of you. You can't do that as a habit. Yeah, if you do it once or twice, okay, fine. But if you're online, you're supposed to have everything you want. And this placeholder nonsense that people go through when they want to say, oh, excuse me for a minute. I remember one time a chick did it twice. She went back twice. She tried to do it a third time. I told her no.
Mm-mm.
You know? Uh-uh.
Those are the kind of people who...
That's very inconsiderate. Very inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have, like, you've got, like, that's true. But if you have, like, 20 items and the cashier hasn't rung up all the 20 items yet and you go back to get something, that's not a problem because you still got... You know, the cashier is still ringing up items. But when she's finished, and then the person says, oh, my God, I forgot something. And now you got to wait? Hey, come on.
When I go to the store next time, Joe, I'm going to ring. I'm going to say, you know you're a pet peeve, don't you? You irk a friend of mine because you're the one.
Yeah, and don't worry, I'll remember you, all right? You're in front of me, and your daughter goes, and and both of you turn around, look at me, and smile like you know, Joe, we got you. And you go and get something, come back, and you know what happens? I'm in front of you. Yeah. I'm in front of you online now. Now you got to wait for me.
To hear you tell it,
Yeah, that's right. To hear me tell
you're funny.
It. Yeah, I got
to hear you tell.
Oh boy. Yeah, that helped me.
Okay. Staring at someone's phone. In the technological age, a person's phone is a sacred private possession. Looking at their screen to try and get a glimpse of what they're doing will rub many people the long way. I was like, okay. You got something in my phone that I don't know about? You need to step off, brother. You need to go away, sister, because you're not going to, because I don't leave my phone up or open. It goes down like within 5 seconds after I hit the screen. Who sounds like they're doing groceries? Is that you, Joe?
No, I'm very quiet. I'm just here in bed, not even moving.
That's Anthony. He has his phone. He should have it on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting my popcorn.
Oh my goodness! See, people like him, you know, who don't have etiquette on the phone.
I bet that's a derivative of when you guys went to the movies too, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, this upset me right now. I'm driving like crazy. And it came here and took over.
Okay. Clipping your nails in public. Anybody do that? Anybody see anybody do that?
I did that once, and that irritated the store owner.
Oh, my God.
I did that once.
You did all your nails?
Yeah, I just did like one hand, you know. I did five nails, and that was it.
Was it a clipper you just got from the store, or did you have a clipper already?
No, I already had a clipper.
Yeah. Oh my! And you just stood there.
I'm waiting, you know, and I'm figuring, you know, it's time to do something while I'm waiting. And you know, it was, you know. That was once, and that was it.
Oh, that's one of them in here. That's the funny thing. We talked about that. Remember Joe was talking about the courtesy issue?
The courtesy? Which, like, in what instance?
Mm-hmm. Having the toilet seat up or down.
Oh, man. We're going to get a...
Aunt had just asked about that. And then I was telling people, it's like, it's best to keep it down because the germs that come up out of the toilet.
That was a very good solution for both parties that you came up with.
Mm-hmm.
Both people, yeah. Both a man and a woman, keep the seat down for sanitary reasons. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be any arguments mm-hmm. from then on. Yeah, that was a good that was a good solution by you.
Yeah. Well, I just brought it up, but it's like, you know, because you flush it and then you have all these things out, sitting out on the counter, your toothbrush, soap, everything else. It's like, okay, I'm Cindy Sanitary. And then all of a sudden, I flush the toilet. I'm not Cindy Sanitary anymore. I'm Una Unsanitary. You know what I'm saying? So the best thing to do is to keep the toilet seat down, you know, for sanitary purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was good. Standing too close to another person. Personal space is valuable. And most people will become irritated if another person is standing within their bubble. While it's always been an unspoken rule to get people around their room, this tattoo amplified in 2021. COVID. Can we say COVID, everybody? COVID. COVID.
Yeah, that solved that problem with the 6 feet distance. Social distancing. Yeah. I like that term.
Yeah, social distancing. How socially can you become distant? Right.
Yeah, right.
You socially distance from me. You step off about 12 footprints. Yeah. About 12 footprints. But yeah, that's about 6 feet, depending on if you're tall or not. Mm-hmm. Talk to someone with headphones in. It's like, why am I even talking to you? You're not listening to me. You can hear what I'm saying. I didn't cuss you out. You wouldn't even know it. Look at you. And think that you're crazy. He's like, okay, I got your number. I see how you're getting me.
Well, that has to be irritating. I mean, you know, if you're talking to somebody and that person, why would they have earbuds in for an extended period of time? If somebody's talking to you, you absolutely have to, you know, take them out of your ears. So you're actually showing that other person, I don't want to talk to you. That's what they're saying.
Interesting. Because you don't even know if the person is really just have their headset on, if they're really just avoiding the person or people. Because that's what people do, put their headphones in, not even, you know, engage in the world. They'll become really socially distant at that point. And I'm just checking myself up. Turning without signaling. That is a pet peeve of mine. Okay, did you forget how to drive? School, directional, turn signals, hands out. See, we had to do all that. Put your hand up or stop, right, you know, or left if you're going left, and down, I think down if you're stopping the corner right, one to two. But that was what I remember from driving there. But turning without signaling is like, really? You just want me to run into your dear rear. That's all you want me to do. So you all of a sudden and abruptly stop, and next thing you know, I'm, you know, then I have to dial 4100 pain. Was it 1-800-411 pain? That's the number that we have around here. 1-800-411 pain. But just like that's poor driving etiquette. Like making a turn without signaling will make the other person on the road crazy. It often makes them happy to stop and start narrowly avoiding a crash. Don't be surprised if a fellow driver flashes you some inappropriate hand gesture if you fail to use your signals. That is so true. Oh, man, I'm just fucking with folks. Joe, you still there? Joe, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but yeah, you weren't saying so I didn't know if you were engaging or just was avoiding me. Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually switched from my earphones my earbuds because I can barely hear you, and I have my volume up loud to my portable speaker. So I can hear you better on my speaker, than, you know. And if you can hear me, that's good, too.
Okay.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to talk loud enough so that, you know, people can hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, cool. Low internet. Or as I was telling Anthony, I hate it when on Hulu you're watching a movie and it just goes out. It's like, really? Okay, who's making the noise?
Did it stop?
Joe? Yeah, that's you, Joe.
It was me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It should have stopped by now. I was trying to adjust the volume on my phone.
It did.
Okay.
It stopped. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. When you do that, go ahead and put yourself on mute. And then do the adjustment because it sounds like it's a lot of movement in the, on the line.
Oh, okay.
People spent upwards of 730 hours online per year on average. And when they can't do with that because of slow internet speeds, you're likely to hear a series of grunts and irritation. Oh, my God. That is so annoying. What do you think, Anthony? Slow internet. That's what I'm trying to say. Get you to speak up about it.
Huh?
No, but it's just a pet peeve, you know. So you have other ways of bypassing the slow internet because you have a tablet. But I mean, go ahead. Yeah, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Now you're louder.
I was telling my cousin Inez, I used to go visit my mom, and she don't throw nothing away. She has stuff up in there. I'd be like, Ma, this piece is old. She's like, boy, that piece feel good. I'd be like, no, it's not.
Inez, you're real low now.
Because it's not echoing, right, cuz? Okay, I took it off speaker. Yeah, that was some good topics, though.
Yeah, she gets them from these various websites.
No, I wake up in the morning. I was telling Anthony that a lot of times I don't know what I'm going to talk about or what my show's going to be about until, like, sometimes 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm just tossing and turning myself, what am I going to talk about? And so I just thought this morning earlier about things that just irk people, you know, things that other people do to irk people. Just, sometimes they do them on purpose, and sometimes they just do it, but they don't know that they're irritating people. And so I said, okay. And actually, it was kind of geared towards relationships. You know, it was just, ooh, you irk me. You make me mad because of maybe some little things that you do. And are you doing that to upset me, or are you doing it unintentionally? You know. So.
Well, if you're doing it unintentionally, and you can receive criticism. And stop what mm-hmm. you're doing. That's a good thing, okay? That's a very good behavior pattern that everybody should adopt. But if you're doing it to irritate you know, then that should be stopped too. But that's going to be harder to stop because that person who's doing it on purpose is doing it on purpose for a reason. And that's to irritate, to find out how that person will react to it. So, yeah, I mean, that's the drama. That's the drama that I keep talking about and referring to. Because women love it. Women just love to create drama. You know, not that there aren't men who don't do it, but for the most part, you're going to find out that it's the women who have to bring up some kind of issue that's just going to piss off a man, and you wonder, why bring it up? Why talk about it? Why continue to talk about it? It's because they're getting something out of it. You know, they like to see the man all kinds of pissed off and know that he's not going to do anything because all he's going to do is just get pissed off, and that's your goal, is just to piss him off.
And then we get back at him, just then hold tight on the money.
Yeah.
That's bad. That is funny. You're so wrong, Anthony. You are so wrong. Slow drivers. What do you think about slow drivers? Similar to turning without signaling, slow drivers will bother most other people on the road. People have places to get to by a certain time. And going 10 miles below the speed limit in a single lane road will definitely make them more stressed. That is so true. That is so agitating. Gosh, that's so agitating.
And being a former truck driver, that used to be one of my pet peeves. People always pulling front, you know, the 18 wheeler, not realizing those trucks can't stop as quick as a car, you know?
Yeah, no, it takes 6 seconds.
A lot.
Yeah. It takes 6 seconds from what I heard for a truck to stop. 6 seconds. If you're going to pull in front of a driver, and he's only got a six-second leeway, you know, you might as well just call up the coroner. And people to do that in front of a truck or anybody is a moron to begin with.
All because they miss the exit. They don't want to just, you know, go to the next exit, you know. Yeah, they say a truck traveling with a 55 miles per hour, like you say, a six-second rule, is the length of a football field for that truck to come to a complete stop.
Yeah.
So that's a long time, you know.
But and they'll do it anyway.
I'm not cussing. I'm not gonna see. Is that going?
I don't hear any echo now. Where's Inez?
I'm here. I put myself on mute while he was talking.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's that, people. That's interesting. It can make people uncomfortable to be stared at. If it goes on for long periods, they'll probably become irritated by it. I know that's right. It's like, it's freaky. Real freak. I'm just trying to think how we can stop this. The echo.
I don't hear an echo. I'm going to put myself on mute, maybe because I have a speaker.
It's not you.
Is that me? Oh, okay.
Because every time I speak, I hear an echo.
Another one of my pet peeves. I'm a DJ, and you always got this one person that's coming up to the DJ booth every 5 seconds. Can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play this? Can you play that? I'm like, can you sit down?
Do you have like playlists? It's like, okay, write your thing on the playlist. And don't come up here and bother me no more.
Yeah, and it's always the people at the party, not even for them. You know what I'm saying? They want you to play more songs, and it's not even their party. So that's a pet peeve. Being a DJ, that is so aggravating. A lot of times they'll want you to play stuff that's not even pertaining. Like you might be playing
like, for instance, some blues, and they might want you to play this off-the-wall stuff, you know, and then you play it, people looking at you like, what the hell, you know, what are you playing? But that was a request that they had.
Right.
So you got to be careful doing that stuff. You know, cause I try, I don't never play nothing to disrespect, like, oh, you know, older people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I try to play all clean music, you know, I'm not kid-friendly stuff, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People come in there, oh, can you play Cardi B? I'm like, no. Yeah. So that's...
Yeah, I can play it, but in my radio, in my car, but I'm not playing it in here.
Right, I'm saying there. Like DJing, you know, at somewhere like...
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just DJed for some older people a few months ago. These people was like in their 70s. And I played like a bunch of blues and, you know, just older R&B music that probably grew up with, like, you know, the 70s, Motown type stuff, you know?
Okay.
And they had
some
youngsters come there, and it was like, can you play this? And I was like, nah. So that's a pet peeve for me, like, you know, DJing for older people, you know?
Okay.
Oh, just start that person I said coming up to the DJ booth every 5 minutes. So.
Yeah, I know that's right. Interesting. Okay. Speaking about yourself in the third person, nothing has quite the same ick factor as someone speaking for themselves in the third person. It can sound condescending and annoy most people who you're talking to after a while. That's crazy. Some people are like, why are you doing that? You're all right here. You're right here. I think you just talk just like normal. But some people, I don't know why they do that, but they do. And then talking about speaking to yourself, about yourself, talking with your mouth full. Nobody finds it appetizing to watch someone pulverizing the food into mush because they're chewing with their mouth open. It's disgusting. This annoying behavior can ruin even the most delicious dinners. I'm not hungry anymore. I just saw Rupert over there with his mouth full and, you know, it's disgusting. Okay. So anybody else got any pet peeves? Joe? Anthony? At the moment. I don't know where Eddie is. That's interesting. Or Key. But that's okay. Saying no offense after something insulting. No offense, but, you know, it's like, why are you going to say it then? You know, saying something that can be perceived as rude or insulting to another person doesn't get washed away by inserting a quip. No offense. After hurting their feelings, doing so will only annoy them further with the initial comment already in their head. Like, you can't pull back spilt milk. You can't put it back in the carton or the pitcher after you already done spilt it out. If you do, it's going to be dirted up. So, you know, oh, no offense. Yeah, you know you wanted what you wanted to say. You know exactly what you want to say and how you want to say it. So don't even say no offense. Leaving the water running. Although this can just be a mindless slip up. Here we go. Okay. Although this can just be a mindless slip up. If it occurs once, leaving the water running as a habit can quickly bother your family or roommates. We are echoing now,
I'm having problems. I'm having problems with my phone. I'm going to hang up because I couldn't even get myself off of mute until I called back in. So, and now you're hearing an echo? Yeah.
Okay, so, you,
right,
okay, so you tried to get on mute. You're leaving us?
Yeah, well, no, I was on mute, but I couldn't get off of mute, and I had to hang up in order to call back in order to get myself off of mute. So I'm having a problem with my app or my phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up, and you know. And I'll talk to you on Thursday, I guess.
On Thursday. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay. It's me, you, and Miss Londa. Anthony. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gone. Mm-hmm. You can take yourself off from them, see if it still echoes.
It's still echoing.
Testing 1, 2. It's not as bad. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. See, I don't hear an echo. I don't hear you. I hear you only because we're in the same room. Yeah, but you're not, I can hear you, but I don't hear you, like, through the system. I just hear you because we're in the same house. So are you on mute? Okay, take yourself off of mute for a minute, please.
Okay, I'm off mute.
I don't hear an echo. A little bit, but not like it was with Joe. See, he has an app that he uses. He's not, I don't know what he uses, but, he always has to hang up and call back in a lot of times.
Okay.
Because to clear whatever app that he has. But I don't hear us echoing as bad. But with him, you heard the bad echo?
I didn't really hear an echo with him. I just hear an echo when we talk. It's like almost like a delay, yeah.
Well, delay, yes, that's not the same. I was hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a delay. It's always a delay.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's normal. That's a normal sound for Law Talk Radio.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Oh, we got. I think we got Keith joining. I think. Let me see who that is.
Keith,
hold on. Keith. Okay, 9537. Oh, that's B. That might be B. Is that B?
Hello. Yes, that'd be me.
Hi, hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. We're talking about pet peeves this evening. What irks us? It says, ooh, you irk me. So that's what we're talking about, pet peeves this evening. Do you have any pet peeves?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's Keith's sister, B. Mm-hmm. B, that's my cousin Anthony.
Okay. It's a late night.
It's a what night?
Is it light? Is it you and Anthony?
Well, right now, Joe just hung up because it kept echoing real bad. And so, and Reverend Ron was on the line. And we have Rhonda from Maryland on the line as well. But she's in the background.
Oh, Cuz, you know what another one of my pet peeves are?
What is it?
When I go, like, to a fast food restaurant, say, for instance, you go to Popeye, and you always got this old person behind you, like, is the chicken hot? Is it fresh out the grease? I'm like, yeah, what you think? How hot do you want it? You know what I mean? Is it hot?
It's funny. Did you come to Popeye? Yeah.
Hey, how long do you think it had this chicken from last Tuesday?
That's funny. That's funny. What do your pet peeves be?
Well, one of my pet peeves is having expired food in the freezer for like forever.
Wow, we just talked about that. That's confirmation.
Freezer burn.
I like throw it away already. It didn't turn white. It's no longer meat. It's ice. Something.
She can't hear you. You on mute, Anthony?
Yeah, well, B, I was just telling my cousin I know, B. I love my mama to death. My mama passed about 2 years ago, and that was my mother. I used to go by the house. I used to be like, Ma, this is old. She's like, boy, that stuff not old. That's still good. I'm like, Ma, it got 1948 on there. That's the state. He's talking about it's still good, and it's 2022.
For real? So that's one. But another pet peeve of mine is people that don't clean their bathtub. I was like, the tub is black.
Wow.
Put that eight back in there and scrub that. I was like, that is just nasty.
Because she went way back. She said Ajax, huh? She went way back.
She didn't say Thomas. She said Ajax.
Like she didn't even say the new stuff. They even got the new spray, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can spray it and it just rinse it off and it just get all of it. She said Ajax.
If it's that black up in that inside bottom, they need more. They need something that's going to get it out. That Ajax going to get
it
out.
They need a new tub.
She definitely
or shaving. Like, why are you leaving your shavings everywhere? Clean it out. Rinse it out.
That's just nasty. You sure did. Some people are just nasty. They don't have no home training. Then they think that, you know, oh, it's okay to get into a dirty tub. It's like, no, it's not. Clean up. Put some pine salt, some bleach, something down.
The funny thing is when they say they cleaned up, and you're like, did you forget something? They're like, no, I cleaned it out.
That's their way of cleaning up, B. Anthony is from New Orleans, too. I have to tell you that. And so is B. B and Kia from New Orleans.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All day long.
Yep.
I'll help my cousin out there enjoying my little mini vacation.
You for 2 or 3 days when you're not working. So he works about an hour, 2 hours or so out of town. On his days off, he'll come and harass me. I mean, come and stay with me. So I have company.
So pray for me, B. Pray for me.
Okay.
Well, why are they going to pray for you?
Right?
You don't want coming to see me. I didn't put the gas money in your truck just for you to come see me. You said that you wouldn't come see my cub.
My
cousin. Not cousin,
right,
but cub.
Okay, what's another
pet peeve? You know, another pet peeve I have?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It would be somebody who don't follow through with what they say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just like that's not a sign of respect, basically. That's not a sign of respect. With your pet peeve, do you tell people it's a pet peeve, or what do you do?
Oh, I'll say something. I'd be like, you know, this chicken you're trying to cook us is it expired last year, right? Or hey, you can use my bathroom. I can't. You know, I say something. You know, but I don't think it's received all the time. I'm in the best place.
Oh, that's funny.
So what you do, you're supposed to just go grab that chicken and throw it out.
And I've done that actually too. Before I'd be like, this is expired, and I threw it. And when I say that person's face looks, how dare you? I'm like, you plan on eating that? Well, I'll take it back out the garbage. But they didn't. They didn't receive that well either, because I was like, this is expired.
That's true.
But they didn't like that. The whole freezer was full of stuff, and I'm like, you know, you can't put nothing else in you. So,
you go to growing trees out the side of their neck.
You know what? You're so funny. Otitis. I think, what's his name? Nephew Tom, he had a prank call on this one guy talking about otitis coming out of his belly button. He's like, really? Really? He's so funny. What about cracking knuckles? Does that bother anybody?
No, not, I guess the only way that would bother me is if I'm sleeping or something you keep doing. But
oh.
My crack your neck, that bothered me, like keep cracking your neck. Yeah. Another one of my pet peeves too, cuz when you go to church and they keep on passing the offering plate. That's definitely a pet peeve of mine. I'm like, yeah, you just passed the plate 2 times. Now you pass it again, I'm gonna take some out of it.
Yep.
No, if you don't take anything out of it, it's an offering.
I need change for this tent.
Oh, gosh. From your hand to mine, right?
See, now that you didn't say that about the cracking the knuckles or whatever the neck, smacking. Ugh, don't, like, chewing and smacking all the, ugh.
We talked about that.
Like, chew
with your mouth closed. Yep, that was one of the earlier ones we had. I have 145 pet peeves. I don't know what number we're on. We've just been, you know, coming up with different pet peeves and stuff like that, which bothers people. So this is kind of an interesting evening, and why it bothers people. Like, the knuckles, cracking knuckles. You know, I do it, but it's not.
You know,
some people will pop the knuckles. Oh. She'll probably call back because her line died. But people can have a surprisingly strong negative reaction to auditory stimuli that they don't like. And cracking knuckles can be very unpleasant for a lot of people to hear. It's a common pet peeve that irks a large portion of the population, and probably because of the idea of bones against bone. Oh, yeah.
Another one of my pet peeves is when my New Orleans Saints losing and somebody bothering me while my team losing.
Oh, really?
I just go crazy, like Cuz is doing. She don't know how serious you take that. I literally want to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Buccaneers won by 1 point.
Yeah.
They came back with 3 touchdowns.
No, it wasn't no 3 touchdowns because you got it with 3 minutes left. No 3 touchdowns.
It was 3 because they were behind, remember?
You know, you can amount up to 3 touchdowns. Remember, it was just 16. It was 16-17. It was only 2 touchdowns, like in a field goal.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew it was something that Tom Brady had pulled off in the last couple.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a pet peeve of mine when I'm watching a game and somebody keep bothering me.
I'm actually for Seattle Seahawks, so you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I am, but you know, Tampa was playing and I just had to rub you the wrong way.
And if you weren't my cousin, we would have been fighting.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. I drove that night, remember? I drove that night. Okay. Tapping a pen, creating a catchy beat with your pen and dance may be a good way for you to focus on what you're doing, but it'll likely be distracting to everyone else around you. You know, that constant tapping, just tap, 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 tap. It's not even a beat, just tapping noise, just like, uh-oh, it's not going to go well tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. correcting grammar or punctuation. I do that constantly. It's tough to get more annoying than the interjecting while someone else is speaking to correct the grammar or punctuation. Pronunciation, excuse me. Irreverently, seems to be the word. It can make the speaker lose their train of thought and their patience will be close behind and going off the track. Yeah, pronunciation is like, excuse me, that is pronounced ara. What do you mean ara? That's an R, no ara.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, or foil. No, that is foil, not furl. I'm going to say furl.
But that's like us in New Orleans saying we're going to get our curl chain, not oil.
That's mama. That's mama. That's what mama. She's had me in a tournament. I said, Mom, what's a tournament? You know the tournament? Anthony, you know what a tournament is?
No.
You know what a tournament is? It's a tournament. You know what a tournament is, right?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
Serena Williams?
When you play, yeah, that's a tournament. You know, they have different tournaments. They have, I won't say football. They got different, like, track and field tournaments. They got golf tournaments. They got volleyball. They got all kinds. Anything with a sport is basically a tournament. And my mom calls it a team. It's like, Mom, what's a team? I don't know where she got that from. I guess it's a New Orleans thing. I've never heard of it. I call. Repeating literally in every sentence. Oh, goodness. It will literally get so annoying to hear the word literally in every nook and cranny of a person's sentences. It gets in the way of the speaker's message and makes the person listening feel irritated. Literally, you know, like really? Oh, God. Literally? Mm-mm-mm. So literally, it makes me uncomfortable. Leaving dirty dishes in the sink. We won't talk about that. I'm always eating dirty dishes in the sink. Do I get some when I can? So I use the same dishes over and over.
Girl, you can have one plate and one fork. Like, you ain't no dishes. You live by yourself. You good.
But still, you know, still, you know, keeping them bugs away and stuff. Cause they like to attack at night. And they like to show off it during the day. I got some of that last night. I was gonna say I tapped that, but I don't want to say I tapped that because I just got some of that food down here. Oh goodness! Another one that I just really bugs me: dog owners not picking up after their pets. You laughing? I have something in. I have two piles in my yard. And I don't have no dog. Why do I have two piles in my yard and I don't have no dog? No, it's not. It's not gonna help my grass, especially when it makes my shoes stink. So don't be saying it's gonna help my grass. My shoe catches a glimpse of it. That's disgusting. Oh, so disgusting. It will absolutely kill somebody's day. To be walking down the street carefree only for a step to land and waste that a dog owner neglected to pick up. That's just cool. It's a smelly hassle. And being in the perpetrator of this situation will make some enemies in the neighborhood. That is so true. Just anywhere you go, that's just, and I'd be looking at folks. So they walk down the street acting like my dog's stuff don't stink. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Come over here and let me put it in your, no, let me just start this and say, in your doorway and see if it don't smell. Mm-mm. Okay, you unmute. But people can't hear you.
So just saying, like, when you go, like, to a fast food restaurant, especially like McDonald's, you're just craving for that that frappe, and they say the machine is broke.
That's all the time.
Yeah, they do that. At the Pepsi.
Listen, when I want a strawberry shake and tongue too, I'm sorry. And the machine is down. That's it. You don't need to get another machine then and have two of them. One available and one on standby. So I'm not going to go across town just for a strawberry shake. Or shake too. It just goes me the wrong way.
Yeah, sometimes, like you said, you think it's just a little thing. It might be something that in your mind thinking it's small, but it might be big to somebody else. You know, like you mentioned earlier, like putting the toilet seat down or leaving the refrigerator door open, like while you're looking for stuff. I'm like, you're letting out all my cold air out my refrigerator, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
You remember your grandparents telling you stuff like that. But if you think about it, when you open up a refrigerator, once you grab what you need, shut it, you know. Because it's going to take a while for it to cool back off if you're letting all the cold air out. Oh, another one of my pet peeves, you know, my lawn, my grass be nice, cuz. When I have my grass cut, kids come walk all on the grass. I have it, like, fluffy like carpet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get old, you start realizing. Or leaving lights on.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not in the room, TV on. I mean, people go on and on about pet peeves. You know, kids don't have 50. They ain't paying them bills yet.
Right. Correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. But you know, as you get older, you start realizing a lot of stuff.
Some things don't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pushy salespeople. It's a draining experience to be walking through a store and be bombarded with the tactics of a pushy salesperson. He won't leave you alone. I said, look, I didn't come here to see you. Leave me alone. I'm here to help, but help me from a distance. If I need you, I'll call you. Thank you. He brings all the boys to the yard. You are stopped. You need to stop. Oh, goodness. Pessimism. Yeah. Even in the face of adverse circumstances, most people prefer to look on the bright side than drown in the pessimism. In pessimism. Can't hear the word. Being the person who always has a cloud hanging over their head will begin to bother people around you who are trying to maintain a positive outlook. And that's the truth. And oof. Are you pessimistic about anything, cousin? And we could close out, because that would be fine with me. And these lines drop, sometimes the lines drop quite often when you see the other lines. I mean, I can go ahead and do the announcements, and nobody else is called or calling in, so just hear it. Okay. So, I guess I already asked a question. So what are some of your pet peeves? And you already guys answered that. What irks you? And you still answering that question. So we'll probably continue this on Thursday. So be prepared to talk about part two of, this irks me. And you irk me. So we'll get that all straightened out on this coming Thursday. Announcements, there's going to be a holiday and memorial service for Sharon Salisbury Frazier on Wednesday, December the 21st. And if you want to do anything and dedicate your time to the show for her, please contact me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Again, it's letsdoitradio Jennifer@gmail.com. I can put you on program, you know, song and prayer for just a few words of inspiration. So it's almost be a year on that day that she passed. That's why I'm having the memorial service on that day. So it's that day. December the 15th is Thursday. We're going to have Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Pet Peeves Part 2. And everything's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So when I talk about or announce anything, that's the time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. On the 18th Sunday, the third Sunday service, Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima will be speaking. The 20th of December, let's talk about with moi, Ms. Inez said. 21st is Bible, no, is the service for Sharon Salisbury. She actually passed away on the 1st, and so I'd like to do it to commemorate her day on Wednesday the 21st at the Holiday Memorial Service for Sharon Salisbury Fraser. On the 22nd, it's me. Let's talk about it. Listen to Sonia Affairs. And that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. December 22nd, that Thursday, let's talk about what Ms. Inez says. And depending on where we are in the pet peeves, we may continue working on that as well. January 25th, Reverend Ron will be having, I guess, will be having the holiday service. That's Christmas, and we should get to be done by 9 p.m. that night, unless you guys will shoot off fireworks. If you do, shoot off some for me. But we'll have the 4th Sunday service on that day. The True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. December 26th through January 1st is Kwanzaa celebration. Then I'm going to play the reruns from the shows of 2 years ago. I'm sure I don't have to do it all again. And then on the 27th, which is a Tuesday, this I just said, let's talk about it as well as on that Thursday. And January 12th, Sergeant Parsons is coming back with Keeping It Real, and he's going to be talking about Martin Luther King. They're going to be having a march and what have you. So that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern as well. He'll be a welcome voice to come back and shows with him. So our Thursdays, every other Thursday, we might start Ms. Inez said, let's talk about it. So we'll shall see. So support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album. Oh, see, that must be my headset. I can hear it crackling. So let's buy his tunes on CD Baby, on Amazon, or on iTunes. And also, what that is, Don't Turn Away From God video, so you can see that under Reverend Ronnie Marshall. So Christmas time is coming. He's supposed to have another album out, another tune. So can't wait to hear that. So stay tuned for that one. And in order for us to hear all this wonderful information that goes out to the worldwide listening audience, we need to keep in check with Let's Do It Radio and donate to Cash App to $ANAISEVALCOUR or Venmo at MZ-INEZ or Suzelle. And we're open to sponsorship, so if anybody out there would like to sponsor Let's Do It Radio, come and talk to me, or send your request to letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And again, in case you missed it, an episode or what you want to share or listen to the episodes again and again and again and again, go to On Demand, and it's on the www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, and you can choose when you're at the right. You can also email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com if you have a topic you'd like to discuss or host with me. That'd be kind of funny. People say I'm fun and funny, so hopefully that will happen, and we'll be discussing the topic. So here's up. So you already know. Thank you all for joining in, and you've got to get off your chest. Go ahead and get it off it. Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. Just discuss what's on your mind, what's on your heart, what's hurting you, you know. But don't keep it to yourself. So join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays And you can, you might even be on the air with your topic. So please do contact me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer, and your humble hostess of the evening of Anais.com Design. And you can go to www.anaisevalcour. And I'm found on Facebook and Instagram with a new name, And so go ahead and go check it out, and I'll see what I'm about. And thought of the evening, stop pouring into people who won't even offer you a cup. That's deep right there. Stop pouring into people who won't even offer you a cup. They're not going to have nothing to give you. They're just going to be funding and just be listening. You'll be sitting there like a lump on the log. But stop pouring into people who won't offer you a cup. And that's by J. Rick Rollins II. And those are some of his random thoughts. That book can also be bought on Amazon. I don't have the price, but you can do it. Out of Amazon, it has some really wonderful things that you can use. So thank you, thank you. And until we meet again, may God bless you and continue to keep you. And take whatever is on your chest, off your chest, and let's talk about it. Again, thank you for another evening. I heard around the world, the globe, the U.S., and all over the continent. Miss Inez said, let's talk about it. Please be safe, stay safe, and happy holidays. Be safe, love one another, give a gift to someone who doesn't have anything, and I know that will make you so much better and make you feel better. Have a good evening. Thank you and good night.